This is our last episode of season 4. We're going to go on a break to write and record more episodes, but we want to keep in touch with you. Sign up for our brand new mailing list to be the first to get updates on Peace Out, as well as fun mindfulness activities and resources each month. Go to the episode notes for the sign-up link. And keep listening after the end of today's episode for some more kindness stories from our amazing listeners from all over the world.
Peace out. 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 And peace within.
Hello, this is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. This season, we talked about the life cycle of pebbles, geodes, mycelium, tomatoes, trees, sea stars, seahorses, salmon, cicadas, and of course, the T-Rex. And now we're here at the last episode of our fourth season, and it's all about you. It's about us, human beings. Sit in a comfortable position. Rest your hands on your knees. If you'd like to lie down, go ahead. We're going to take our time settling into this first part today. Close your eyes if you'd like. Breathe in and out. In and out. What's going through your mind right now? Our minds are always making thoughts, so sometimes it might feel like we're standing in a river, the thoughts always flowing, and they'll keep flowing and going, and that's okay. But sometimes it can feel like too much. If we need a break from the flowing thoughts, instead of trying to stop them, instead of letting the water carry you away, there's always the option to step right out of the water and sit on the riverbank and have a rest. You can just sit and enjoy watching the water run by, but you're not feeling the push of it, not worried about where the water's coming from or where it's going. And then when you're ready and want to get back into the cool water, you'll be able to play in it and stand strong for longer. If the flowing river are our thoughts, then that little break on the riverbank is mindfulness. Mindfulness is about staying in the present moment, not thinking about what's happened in the past or worrying about what might happen in the future. Just being here, now. Take notice of your breathing right now. Is it slowing down or fast? Is it long and deep or short and shallow? You don't have to change anything about it right now. Just notice it. Our brains are always working and making judgments on the information, thoughts, and experiences coming in. If you've seen the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you'll probably remember a scene when Veruca Salt saw the geese that lay golden eggs. The golden eggs would come down onto the egg decator scale that would decide whether it was a good egg or a bad egg. Well, of course, in real life, there are many more judgments beyond good or bad, but the brain is like that egg decator, taking in each thought and making a quick, automatic decision if it likes it and tells us that we should keep looking for these good things, or doesn't like it and tells us to avoid these things. Or maybe our brain is neutral about them. We don't really have to pay attention or do anything about it. That brings us to another big part of being mindful: letting go of the judgment. Our brains will always be judging the information coming in, which is not a bad thing. Let's say Mr. Willy Wonka began noticing that there have been a lot of bad eggs lately. He might wonder, why are my geese laying so many bad eggs? Are they not getting enough healthy food? Not enough water? Maybe we should give them more to eat every day, or something different to eat on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Should I get the Oompa Loompas to check on them more? Are the bad eggs really that bad? Maybe I need to think about how we measure what good eggs are and change it. Or maybe I need to let my geese run freely in a big field and not keep them in this room. That's a lot of extra brain work, isn't it? And were Mr. Wonka's thoughts and ideas about what to do about his geese bad? No. They're probably very helpful, actually. It's good that he's thinking about these things and may lead to him treating his geese better, too. But imagine that train of thought times 100. We have so much information coming in with our senses. Imagine each experience starting its own line of questions like Mr. Wonka's. It can become pretty overwhelming and busy up there in our heads pretty fast. So, the other part of mindfulness is taking some time to let your brain keep doing its thing, but not doing anything about all the thoughts and judgments at that moment. You might come back to it later to do something about it, just not right now. Right now, you are just going to enjoy the present. Let those thoughts come in, notice them, and let go. So in Mr. Wonka's case, if he noticed that his geese were making more bad eggs than usual, and he was practicing mindfulness at that moment, he would just notice that thought, but not let his brain start asking all those extra questions. He would just let the thought go for now, and I'm sure he'd want to come back to it later. And luckily, with this mindfulness break for his brain, he will come back to it with a clear and rested mind. Let's try that right now. We're going to do a silent calm down countdown today. Imagine that you're standing in a beautiful river. It's blue and white, the water splashing over rocks and rushing past your legs and feet. The sun is beaming down on you, warming your face and arms. A nice contrast to the cool water below. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Now picture yourself slowly wading out of the river and onto the riverbank. Find a nice shady spot where you can still watch the river. You're seeing the river moving and flowing by. Now you're just taking a break from it. Just enjoying watching the river flow without having to do anything else right now. For the next 10 seconds, when you notice a thought come in, just let it flow on by in your mind's river. Try not to get stuck on the thought and start worrying or wondering. Just notice that it's there and let it go by. Ready? Let's start now. Welcome back. How was that? How do you feel right now? You can practice this anytime you want and give your hardworking brain a break. Just picture your thoughts as a flowing river that you're standing in, and then step out of it to sit and relax on the riverside. When you notice a thought, that's fine. Notice it and let it keep going down the river for now. If you're lying down, come up and sit comfortably. All human beings start off the same, as a teeny, tiny cell. Cells are the building blocks of life. Every living thing on Earth is made up of cells. Smaller living things like plants and animals can be made up of billions of cells. Humans are made up of more than 75 trillion cells. But we start off as one small cell inside our mother's belly, her uterus. That first cell divides itself into two. Then those two cells divide and become four cells. These building blocks keep dividing, so there are more and more of them. This is the baby growing. Do you have a little brother or sister? Do you know anyone in your family who has a baby? Maybe you got a chance to hold them in your lap. Let's pretend to gently rock a baby. Pick up one of your legs with both arms. Wrap one arm around your knee with that hand under your leg. Your foot is pressed up against the other arm. That hand is also supporting under your leg. Cradle your leg like a baby now. You can keep your other leg crossed or stretch it out for balance. Now let's rock the baby gently back and forth. Very nice. Slowly let your leg back onto the floor and stretch out your leg. Bring your other leg in and cradle it in your arms. One arm wrapped around your knee and the other arm hugging your leg with your foot pressed against the upper arm. Let's rock the baby now. Shh. Babies need our protection, our love and care. So even if you're a kid yourself, kids who are younger than you likely look up to you. It's important to be kind to them because they're learning about making good choices. If they have a lot of experience of people being fair and kind to them, then they'll learn to be fair and kind themselves. Can you remember a time when an older kid treated you fairly and kindly? You probably can remember a time because it was important to you, right? Let's switch legs now. Think of kindness like a seed. One person plants the seed, and soon everyone can enjoy the flower or the tree or the vegetable that grows. Then when the plant is ready, it will release more seeds and more plants will grow. Switch legs one more time. Those plants will grow up and release their seeds, and even more plants keep spreading, or the kindness keeps spreading. And it all starts with one seed. Great work. Let's put our sleeping babies down now. Stretch out both legs. Give your arms a stretch too. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Okay, let's give our legs a wiggle now. Perfect. Bring your hands together and interlace your fingers, like you're bringing your hands together in your lap. Keeping your fingers interlaced, turn your palms away from you, and then stretch your arms all the way up, palms facing up towards the sky. Enjoy this nice stretch now. Keep your palms facing outward as you bring your arms down to your lap. We're going to do that again, but time it with our breathing. Take a deep breath in and raise your arms again, palms facing the sky. Then breathe out as you bring your arms down. Breathe in and bring your palms up. Breathe out and bring them down. Keep going at your own pace now. As babies grow up to become kids and then teenagers, they keep learning. One thing they learn about is feelings, what different feelings are, and understanding how to manage those feelings. And then later we learn how other people have the same feelings or even different feelings than us. On your next breath out, bring your arms down, give them a shake, and then let them rest on your lap. We had our fingers interlaced, connected. We are connected to all the other people on earth. Even if we don't know them, we're all human beings, A good rule to remember is to treat others how they'd like to be treated. This means that you'll really need to listen to what they're saying about how they want to be treated and how they want you to speak to them. Sometimes people will use their words and tell you exactly what they want or need. Sometimes they'll use their body language or facial expressions. Can you make a face to show that you're happy right now? How about a sad face? An angry one? If we clap our hands, what does that mean? Now what if we cross our arms? Sometimes it'll be hard to tell how people are feeling based on what they say or how they look. But if you're not sure, you can ask. Be ready to listen, but also know that they might not be ready to talk to you about it. When humans reach their 20s, they're considered adults. Most humans reach their adult height by the time they're 14 years old, while some might keep growing until they're about 18 years old. Let's sit up and see how tall you can grow in your seat now. We're going to do an eye exercise that's especially good now that we're all looking at screens more. Human eyes weren't made to stare at a screen just inches away. This makes our eyes work harder to focus and causes them to get tired, strained, and dry. So we need to look away from the screen once in a while at something farther away. A good rule to follow is the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look away from the screen at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. We're going to do that now. Pretend that you're looking away from a screen now, maybe from your homework, YouTube, or a game, and look at something that is 20 feet away, or about 6 meters. Choose one thing to look at for 20 seconds, starting now. There are over 7 billion humans on Earth. That's a lot of people. And for all of us to get along and live happy and healthy lives, we have to care for each other. We have to notice other people's feelings and be respectful. I think most of you listening already do a great job caring for your family and friends and the other people around you. And I know there are many of you who have family and friends who care for you, because we hear your kindness stories about human beings being kind, human beings being human. That's about 20 seconds, so if you'd like, you can stop looking and close your eyes. If you want to lie down now, go ahead. Get comfortable. So how can we help make sure that the future for humans is a kind future? A future where everyone is treated fairly and kindly? We start right now. Today. We listen to what people are telling us. And if we're not sure, we can ask them kindly what they need from us and do our best to do that. And we should expect others to do the same for us. If there is any time you see or hear anything that doesn't seem right to you, if it's happening to you, your friend, or someone else nearby, you are allowed to say something. You can say, "That's not true," or "Don't say that." You're allowed to walk away to somewhere safe, or to ask the person who is being bothered to come with you to somewhere safe. You could say, "Come on, we have to get back to class early now." Or, "Do you want to play soccer with me over there? Let's go." And you are absolutely allowed and should ask a grown-up you trust for help whenever you need it. Let's look out for one another every day. Let's listen to each other. Let's take care of each other. There are already so many kind people in the world doing great things to help others. But we also know that there are people who are doing unkind things and people who are hurting right now and who are not being treated kindly or fairly. If we want the world to be a better, kinder, fairer, or more just place, let's start working on this together. If you want to share about when someone has been kind to you, please keep emailing us at hello at chanelsang.com. We'll keep sharing them in between seasons by putting some in our newsletter. So until next season, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM and Chanel Sang. I want to say a big thank you to you. Thank you for listening, for writing reviews and leaving us stars. Thank you for sending in your kindness stories, pictures, and messages. Thank you for subscribing and telling your friends about us. We had an amazing season, and it's because of you. Don't forget to keep in touch and get the latest updates during the break by asking your grown-up to sign up for our mailing list. The link is in the episode notes. Before we go, we wanted to share a few more kindness stories.
Hi, my name is Cecily. I am 5 years old. I mean six, and I want to tell you my kindness story. Let's begin. One day, me and some of my friends were on FaceTime baking cookies. Me and my sister and one of my friends and her sister. We baked chocolate chip cookies. They turned out really good. But my kindness story part was that when I was sitting there, the phone was only on the blender and my sister. And I told my mom that the camera wasn't at all on me. It's mostly just on the blender, and she turned it on to me and Avery. That's my kindness story. Bye.
Hi, Chanel. I have a kindness story. This is about me going to the nurse. When I went to the nurse, I was hurt a lot of times, but not the same day. Brian was there for me, and he asked me all the time to come with me at the nurse's office when I was hurt. No one else wanted to go with me because he was the first one to ever ask. So that was my kindness story.
Hello, my name is Avery. I am 8 years old. My safe place is in my room on my bed, snuggling with some of my favorite stuffed animals. I love them so much, and I also like listening to Peace Out when I can't fall asleep. Bye.
Hi, my name is Amelia, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Delaware. And when someone showed kindness to me is when my mom helped me with my schoolwork. And I also love your show. I listen to it almost every night. Peace out and peace within.
Hi, my name is Isla, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in Charlottesville, Virginia. And this is my kind story. So, I was doing some karaoke at my Uncle Daniel's house. My Grandpa Larry was there. I was doing Do You Want to Build a Snowman? I forgot the lyrics, and Grandpa Larry and Uncle Daniel started singing along. So that made me confident, and that was very nice of them. And I thought to myself, I am confident in that I could do this now.
Thank you to Cecily, Xander, Avery, Amelia, and Isla for sharing their kindness stories. We had a listener write in too. They wrote, "Hi, my name is Raf. I am 6 years old. My kindness story is one day I came into my room. My mom was cleaning my room. Thank you, Mom." Another listener wrote in. They say, "Hi, I'm Olivia in Massachusetts. One time someone helped me is my first day at preschool. No one would play with me until Ava came and asked me to play. Please put this in an episode. Love you. Bye." Also, a special hello and thank you to Callum for sending in his awesome drawing of me. I'm going to share it in our first newsletter. Before we say goodbye, I wanted to share 6-year-old Emma and her family's kind words for all teachers listening right now. They wrote, "We wanted to add a special word of gratitude for you and the kindness of all the teachers who have had to adapt to the new circumstances and have gone above and beyond the call of duty." So teachers, Please know that your hard work is appreciated by your students and their families and your communities. Thank you for what you do, and we wish everyone well as we go into the new school year. Thanks again for listening this season, everyone. Take care of yourself and each other. Peace out and peace within.